The Northern Territory government is setting up another early intervention wilderness camp for at-risk children. The Operation Flinders Foundation will set up and run the camp after Bushmob, the juvenile rehabilitation centre in Alice Springs, recently closed over security and safety issues. Territory Families Minister Dale Wakefield says the detention alternative will add another string to our youth diversion bow, but not everyone is convinced. Miles Holbrook-Walk has more.
Today, the Northern Territory government has announced a new program aimed at helping at-risk adolescents to break what they describe as a cycle of crime. So what exactly is the program carried out by Operation Flinders Foundation intended to do? John Van Ruth is the organisation's CEO and described the project.
Since we started, we've put through 7,500 young people. They come up in teams of 10, and basically they hike 100 kilometres over 8 days with 4 team staff that will walk with the young people. We've had PhD studies done of our program, looking around the behaviours of the young people, and our programs have clearly demonstrated reduced criminogenic behaviours. It's trickier to look at recidivism because what our program is a prevention. It catches those young people who are heading towards getting off the rails, but not necessarily those who have actually offended yet.
One concern raised has been whether or not the program will be culturally sensitive to the Northern Territory youth, particularly Aboriginal Australians. Dr. Talia Anthony is an Aboriginal woman and Associate Professor in Law at the University of Technology, Sydney, and fears, despite good intentions, Operation Flinders may fall short.
It's really difficult to transport a model from down south to the conditions of the Northern Territory, and where that has occurred, including in terms of the youth detention and prison environments where they've taken models from the southeast, it's been hopelessly unsuccessful. So while it could be benefits, I think if the government was going to invest resources into a program, it just makes sense to try and create a program that responds to local need.
Despite Dr. Anthony's fears, the CEO of Operation Flinders Foundation, John Van Ruth, is confident they've put the right training in place to ensure there aren't shortfalls when it comes to catering for Indigenous youth.
All of our staff were trained in cultural awareness and cultural competency, understanding the challenges and the background of these young people. Our programs have always had a really strong cultural component, Indigenous component. Our young people who come up to our property in the Northern Flinders Ranges will have one evening where they share time with a Namatya elder, one of the elders from the Northern Flinders area, and that person will tell them stories about their connection with country and really a positive reinforcement of culture.
Though Dr. Anthony isn't the only one who has raised concerns, Steve Rawson is an Aranda man and a programs manager with Bushmob, an Aboriginal organisation that work with young offenders. Last week, this organisation announced they'll be closing their site located in Loves Creek, 90 kilometres east of Alice Springs, which is where Operation Flinders will be taking over. Bushmob will continue to operate in town in Alice Springs, but were forced to close their remote camp. Rawson fears that the government could have done more to support Bushmob to maintain the rural site.
The support that we were seeking wasn't a really big obstacle for the Northern Territory government. We were just seeking better security lighting, road conditions to be upgraded. Basically, we've got no CCTV, we've got numerous blind spots in the site, and we were running perishables out every 2 to 3 days because the cool room, we had no adequate cool room. So we didn't really ask for a major help out. We were asking these few items to be looked at and we didn't want it done overnight.
The Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Northern Territory is due to deliver its findings on September 30. Dale Wakefield, the Minister for Territory Families, has said that Operation Flinders is just one aspect of the policy response and that more could be developed to target this complex issue.
This is just one step in our reform of the Youth Justice Centre, and we'll be looking at other options throughout the Northern Territory because we know we need a range of options for kids in different situations. Some kids, it's appropriate to be on country, but other kids, it's important to get some distance and some space.
As for government support for Bushmob, Minister Wakefield was concerned that the security requests would make the facility aimed at rehabilitation more like a mini detention centre. But the program's manager at Bush Mob, Steve Rawson, still fears that there will be children left behind if more is not done.
I think down the track they're going to have another look at where they're heading, because I really don't see a just cause to just start up an early intervention program and say that's the bee's knees and the holy grail of solution, especially while we've got young Aboriginal kids incarcerated still. What happens to them when they come out? Is there anything in place for them to be followed up with?
Steve Rawson, Programs Manager at Bushmob, ending that report by Miles Holbrook-Walk.